This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. It is Friday, the 27th of July, 2018. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBytes. And I'm joined in the studio today by
Arvind Yuvaraj
and Christine Wong.
As usual, with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. Just a declaration, I am a foreign worker here in Malaysia. That's going to set up for today's show. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But don't forget, if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter at BFM Radio, or on Insta Story, also at BFM Radio. So our question for you today, very simple. Does it matter if your food is made by foreign workers? Now, this has come because back in June the 22nd, the guy from the Human Resources Ministry, it is M. Kulasaran, he actually said that he said this to the Banama News Channel, that all restaurants in the country was to only recruit locals as cooks beginning the 1st of July. He reportedly said that business operators would, however, be given a chance, a grace period till year's end to observe the ruling, adding that country law, current laws only permit local cooks. Here's a quote. So we want locals to be employed as cooks. There'll be no compromise. We are giving you notice to do it by December 31st. If you don't do it, we can't help it. So obviously this caught a whole bunch of business operators by surprise. A whole bunch of people lamenting about that. And then just very briefly and very shortly afterwards, he said that the statement was just a mere suggestion. Sounds all too familiar. Now, the question, it's a very simple question. Does it really matter who cooks your food, right? If you listened earlier on at 10 and 11, I mentioned the fact that, you know, you often go into a, whether it be a French restaurant or an Italian restaurant or whatever, what's the chances of you seeing a Frenchman cooking your French food or an Italian man cooking your Italian? Does it really matter? You know, as long as the hygiene is good, as long as the food has been prepared right, I don't care, as long as that person has been trained correctly. Arv, what do you think?
So if they have like the proper recipe, it's not like the person's coming up with their own recipes most of the time. It's not like they're, you know, they're not... there's a difference between being a cook and being a chef. So these people are not like, you know, like coming up with new dishes and stuff. So if you have like, let's say like a New York pizza, they're following a strict like a recipe. So they're just going, you know, this many ingredients, this. And if they're doing that properly and the, like you said, like the hygiene is there, then what's the difference? You're not going to be able to know who's making your food.
Right.
Yeah, same thing here. I honestly don't care. Like pretty much as the, as long as the food tastes good and it still remains like affordable and it's clean and stuff like that, I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, so, but take that, and then you look at somewhere like Penang, for example.
Yes.
Where the local food is a way of life, you know, and if it's not done right, you know, it can cause problems and people will get angry and one thing or another. Would it matter there? Let's say, for example, you go for your favorite Chow Kway Chow, and it's not cooked by Auntie Lim, you know, it's cooked by a foreign worker, you know. Does that technically make it Penang food then?
So now it becomes situational,
right?
Because now
exactly.
But then even you can still argue that, you know, some family businesses in Penang have started to outsource their dishes to other cooks.
So if you want to grow your business, that's what you do.
Yeah, but you know, like you just say, you go there for Family A's super famous Char Kway Teow. What they've done is they've hired like other people to cook the Char Kway Teow. It's not like Auntie Lim herself, because there's too many customers and she become like super famous, so now other people are cooking the Char Kway Teow under her guidance.
Right.
It's just a matter of whether they are from that same race or are they different people from another country. So if she can guide other people to make the Char Kway Teow the way she would make it, and if it tastes the same, then technically it doesn't make a difference if someone else is doing it or not, as long as she's overseeing the food.
They're following the guidelines.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because it's you're not getting Kway Teow from Auntie Lim herself nowadays. Because once you blow up on like social media and stuff, and everyone's Instagramming about your food, she can't cook the Kway Teow for everyone.
Does Madame Kwan cook Madame Kwan's food?
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
Right. Does Ronald McDonald prepare his burgers?
Does Mikey's make pizza at Mikey's New York Pizza?
I doubt it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and also, you know, I kind of, as much as I enjoy food and I'm kind of passionate about it, but it's also a bit of like, I don't know, get over yourself a little bit, you know? Like, why is it so important that it has to be handmade by this specific person and stuff like that, as long as it tastes the same? And also, like, the reason why we hire foreign workers or whatever you call them, I guess, to come in and cook this food is because like local people don't want to do it anymore.
Yes.
Right.
Like the fact of the matter is a lot of the younger generation that like even like Auntie Lim's like children probably have gone off to college and don't want to you know, fry char kway teow for the rest of their life, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
It's really about, you know, that's the only way we can kind of sustain that, like, culture.
Okay. Yep.
So there's another, you know how like sometimes you go to like, just say like it's a banana leaf restaurant, like an Indian restaurant, and then people go like, I wish, you know, sometimes these positions should be given to locals, you know, they should be able to cook and come up with their stuff, but you know that the food has come from another country. Right, so the people,
good point.
You know, so the people working there are like foreign workers from India. So the food is actually from where they are from. Mm. They are cooking the dishes that they came up with in India over here in Malaysia. So, is it more authentic or is it now less authentic?
Good question.
Yeah,
Folks, we're asking you to feedback on this very topic. You know, does it really matter if your food is made by a foreign worker? Get us on WhatsApp 018-789 excuse me 8899 or on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. We've had some stuff responded. We've already had some responses on Insta Story. Pretty Asian Things responded by saying, "No, as long as they're clean and the food tastes as good, hygiene and taste is number one." Kiat Ling says the same thing. No, only the hygiene and taste matters. I have some more here. Let me just quickly scroll through. As long as hygiene is guaranteed, local or foreign, is just the same. You know, that is the theme that we've got. And we started a Twitter poll a couple of hours ago. What do we have from that, Christine? What's the kind of response like?
Right. So we have, at the moment, 324 votes on our Twitter poll. We had three options. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Or I don't really care. In response to the question, does it matter if your food is made by a foreign worker? On yes, it does, we have 30%. On no, it doesn't, we have 37%. And on I don't really care, we have 33%. So basically, a good majority either don't care or just say straight up that it doesn't matter.
Right. For those of you that have responded and said, yes, it does matter, you know, let us know why. Yeah, we're curious. We're not going to call you out. You know, if that's your opinion, that's your opinion. Just let us know why.
Yeah. I also want to see this selfishly, like super selfishly. I like this when they said that they're going to ban foreign workers from coming in and, you know, they want to hire locals. I thought it was partially a bad idea, but selfishly, I wanted to see if this experiment would work, because there's always the complaint of foreign workers coming in. Oh, you know, there's go to KL town and it's full of foreigners and, you know, there's no local flavor anymore. But this will prove, kind of, and I hope it's going to prove, that the reason foreign workers came in and took over, like quote unquote, certain places is not because they came in and took it over. It's because we cleared out those spaces.
Right.
It's the way that we develop like bubbles around like suburban places. So we're so comfortable living in these suburban bubbles that other places get hollowed out and the foreign workers come in and make a living for themselves, which is not wrong and which is how migration and immigration works.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, take London, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, if it wasn't for migrant workers and one thing or another, it would just be a stale, muddy, smelly place. You know, the US as well, is this whole story of migrant workers, economic migrants, you know, or expats or whatever, it's the same story worldwide. Everybody has this same discussion, this same argument. And at the end of the day, you know, borders are porous nowadays. You know, people will go where they want to go and where they feel most comfortable and where they feel most welcome. If they can prepare food for me and I enjoy it, I don't care who makes it.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember the exact quote, but there was something from like Malcolm in the Middle that I saw once that it says something like, basically, don't criticize a service if you're not willing to do it yourself or you can't do
it
yourself.
Exactly that.
Yes.
Exactly that. Right, let's take a short break. Feedback, folks, get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. A short music break. We've got the Kings of Leon coming up here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.